Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, David Brent Johnson, and for the next 2 hours, we'll be playing recent reissues from singers June Christie, Dakota Staton, and Dinah Shore, as well as our standard mix of jazz, ballads, and American popular song, all coming up on Afterglow. Our theme music comes from the instrumental introduction to Fred Astaire's 1952 recording of Dancing in the Dark. Tony Bennett recorded with Count Basie on a couple of occasions in the late 1950s. One was a live album with dubbed-in applause. It was a live album in quotes, not Tony Bennett's choice to make it that way, and he was very unhappy about the record company's decision to do that. And that was something that the record companies did from time to time to sort of pep up albums. It's hard to imagine Tony Bennett and Count Basie needing any pepping up treatment. Evidently, this incident had something to do with the original performance, which Bennett said was fantastic. It was a club performance, being in mono and the record company wanting to redo the whole thing in a studio so that they could record it in stereo. Bennett was much happier with a later record he did with Basie for the Roulette label. He said he and the band knocked it out between midnight and 6 in the morning, and then the Basie band got on a bus and drove 350 miles to their next gig. Can you imagine doing that? I'm glad they did. Here's Tony Bennett and Count Basie with Life is a Song on Afterglow.
Life is a song, let's sing it together. Let's take our hearts and dip them in rhyme. Let's learn the words, let's learn the music together. Hoping the song lasts for a long, long time. Life is a song that goes on forever. Love's old refrain can never go wrong. Let's strike the note Mendelssohn wrote concerning spring weather. Let's sing it together and make life a song. Let's strike the note Mendelssohn wrote concerning spring weather. Let's sing it together and make life a song.
Things we've been longing to my dreams come true.
Keith Jarrett from his recent CD on ECM, the Carnegie Hall concert, performing his composition, My Song. Before that, we heard Cassandra Wilson from her 1999 Blue Note album, Traveling Miles, doing Someday My Prince Will Come, Regina Carter, the violinist on that track. Chet Baker, before that, doing Cole Porter's You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To, accompanied by Pepper Adams on baritone sax, Bill Evans on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums. And we started off with Count Basie and Tony Bennett from their 1959 Roulette album, Basie Swings, Bennett Sings, doing Life is a Song. We're featuring several new reissues from EMI's Great Jazz Vocal Collection this evening on Afterglow. Coming up later on, Dakota Staton and Dinah Shore. Right now, a very nice low-key late-night album from June Christie called The Intimate Miss Christie. She recorded this in 1963 for Capitol. It's one of the very last records she did for Capitol. And she did it with a very small group accompanying her. Bud Shank on flute. He was billed as Bud Legg, spelled L-E-G-G-E. I'm sure for some sort of contractual reason. Al Viola on guitar, Al Viola, who had worked quite a lot with Frank Sinatra and would continue to do so, and Don Bagley on bass. So small group, late night sound, hence the title, The Intimate Miss Christie. We'll start off with her doing The More I See You, June Christie on Afterglow.
Each time I look at you is like the first time. Each time you're near me, the thrill is new. And there is nothing that I wouldn't do for the rare delight of the sight of you. For the more I see you, the more I want you. Somehow this feeling just grows and grows. With every sigh, I become more mad about you, more lost without you. And so it goes. Can you imagine? How much I love you, the more I see you. As years go by, I know the only one for me can only be you. My arms won't free you, my heart won't try. I know the only one for me can only be you. My arms won't free you, my heart won't try. Time after time, I tell myself that I'm so lucky to be loving you. So lucky to be the one you run to see in the evening when the day is through. passing years will show. You've kept my love so young, so new. And time after time, you hear me say that I'm so lucky to be loving you. What I know, the passing years will show. You've kept my love so young, so new. And time after time, you'll hear me say that I'm so lucky to be loving you. False or true, I wish I had a clue or two. Where I stood, I thought I knew. Or should. True or false, life was a never-ending waltz. Then it caught the somersaults for good. Might have known it would. Every time my heart begins to dance, the world steps on my little toes. Every time I take a little chance, I pay right through my little nose. Every time I fly my little kite, it catches on a tree. Every time I throw an anchor out, it pulls me in the sea. Every time I feel a little glow, I always get a little shock. Every time I stick my little chin out, I always get a little knock. And when I aim my arrows at the sun, they always miss their mark, leaving just a lonely little lady in the dark.
Christie doing every time from her 1963 album, The Intimate Miss Christie, recently reissued by EMI as part of their Great Jazz Vocal Collection. June Christie backed on that and all the previous tracks by Bud Shank on flute, Al Viola on guitar, and Don Bagley on bass. We also heard her doing Time After Time, and we started off with The More I See You. We'll hear more of that in the second hour of Afterglow. Right now, we're going to turn to another CD from EMI's Great Jazz Vocal Series that's recently been reissued. Dakota Staton, the name of the album is Dynamic. Dakota Staton's another one of those singers from the late 1950s and 1960s, kind of like Nancy Wilson and Dinah Washington on some of her records, who, while she's primarily jazz, is definitely incorporating elements of R&B and pop into her sound. She had been around for a while. She was born in the early 1930s. And actually got signed to Capitol after a Harlem DJ just kept plugging her on the radio. He was such a fan of hers. But even after that, it took her a couple of years to really make an impact on the charts. And she did that in 1958 with her Capitol LP, The Late Late Show, and the title song from that, which was a really big hit. She went on to do nearly a dozen albums for Capitol in the next 3 years. And this album was the follow-up to The Late Late Show, and it features Harry Sweets Edison on trumpet. We'll start off with Dakota Staton doing the Cole Porter tune, Anything Goes, on Afterglow.
In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking. Now heaven knows, anything goes. Authors too, who once knew better words, now only use four-letter words, writing prose, anything goes. The world has gone mad today, and looks bad today, and black's white today, and day's night today, when most guys today, the women prize today, are just silly gigolos. So though I'm not a great romancer, I know I'm bound to answer when you propose, anything goes. The world has gone mad today, and good's bad today, and black's white today, and day's night today, when most guys today that women prize today are the silly gigolos. So though I'm not a great romancer, I know that I'm bound to answer when you propose. Anything goes. Anything goes. Like the night mist, strange and yet inviting, strange and yet exciting me so in your mystic way. Like the night mist, cold and unassuring. Why do you keep luring me on, making me obey? bust. You always talk with your fascinating charm. I know too well. Must you always haunt me when I'd rather be alone out of your spell? Now your arms enfold me evermore to hold me. You are like the night mist, and I never will be free. Now your arms enfold me evermore to hold me. You are like the night mist, and I never will be.
Dakota State and doing Say It Ain't So, Joe, from her 1958 Capitol album, Dynamic. Harry Sweets Edison, the trumpeter on that, and the other tracks we heard. We also heard Night Mist and Anything Goes, and we'll hear more from that CD in the second half of the show this evening. Frank Sinatra and Duke Pearson coming up in the next set. We're going to start off with something from pianist John Hicks, a very good underrated pianist who'd made a whole series of wonderful records in recent years for the High Note label. And sadly, he passed away in May of 2006 at the age of 65. So this is probably the last album that we'll see from the career of John Hicks, unless there are more unreleased tapes lying around. But it's a very nice record. It's called Sweet Love of Mine. We're going to start off with Hicks performing his composition, One Peaceful Moment, on Afterglow. ¶¶
blow, ill wind, blow away. Let me rest today. You're blowing me no good, no good. Go, ill wind, go away. Sky are oh so gray around my neighborhood, and that ain't good. You're only misleading the sunshine I'm needing. And ain't that a shame? It's so hard to keep up with troubles that creep up from out of nowhere when love's to blame. So let me rest today. You're blowing me no good.
pianist Duke Pearson, the writer of so many wonderful compositions. That's You Know I Care from his 1966 Atlantic album. Honey Buns, Les Spahn, the flutist that you heard on that track. Before that, Frank Sinatra from his 1955 masterpiece In the Wee Small Hours. Nelson Riddle doing the wonderful writing there for Ill Wind. And we started off with pianist John Hicks, the posthumous release Sweet Love of Mine, Hicks performing his composition One Peaceful Moment on solo piano. We have more music from EMI's Great Jazz Vocal Collection reissue series, and we're going to hear now from singer Dinah Shore, who was one of the first, really the first singer, I guess, to make it as a star without the help of a big-name orchestra behind her, doing this in the early 1940s and paving the way for Frank Sinatra and other vocalists. Sinatra breaking away from the Dorsey Band, and at that time it was considered to be a risky thing to do. I grew up thinking of Dinah Shore as a TV show hostess, and she was evidently doing this throughout the 1950s as well, around the time she made this album. It was only later on that I learned about her career as a singing star. She did this album in 1960 with pianist Andre Previn, Hollywood jack of all musical trades, who had done soundtracks, classical recordings, quite a number of jazz recordings, and worked with pop singers as well. We'll hear Previn's trio now backing Dinah Shore on The Man I Love on Afterglow.
Someday you'll come along, the man I love, and he'll be big and strong, the man I love. And when he comes my way, I'll do my best to make him stay. Look at me and smile, I'll understand. And in a little while, he'll take my hand. And though it seems absurd, I know we both won't say. Maybe I will meet him Sunday, maybe Monday, maybe not. Still, I'm sure to meet him one day, maybe Tuesday will be my good news day. He'll build a little home just meant for two, from which I'll never roam. Who would you? And so all else above, I'm waiting for the man.
Thank you.
saw you last night and got that old feeling when you came inside. I got that old feeling the moment that you danced by. I felt a thrill, and when you caught my eye, my heart stood still. Once again I seemed to feel that old yearning, and I knew the spark of love was still burning. There'll be no new romance for me. It's foolish to start. Still in my
singer Dinah Shore doing That Old Feeling from her 1960 album. Dinah sings, Previn plays, accompanied by Andre Previn on piano, Red Mitchell on bass, and Frank Capp on drums. From that same album, we heard her doing The Man I Love. This is David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Afterglow. David Brent Johnson here with you on Afterglow, and in the second half of the program, we'll be hearing more music from EMI's Great Jazz Vocal Collection series, including June Christie's The Intimate Miss Christie, and more music from Dinah Shore's Dinah Sings, Previn Plays. We'll also be hearing recordings from saxophonist J.R. Monterose and trumpeter Dave Douglas. Right now, we're going to return to the Dakota Staton album, Dynamic. We played some of that in the first hour of the show. This was recorded in 1958, and it was Dakota Staton's follow-up to her big hit, The Late Late Show. Unfortunately, The Late Late Show would prove to be her biggest hit for Capitol, and she'd never really replicate the success of it, so Capitol eventually released her from her contract in the early 1960s, but not until she had made about a dozen really good albums for the label, and Dynamic is just one of many. Hopefully more will be reissued in the future. We're going to start off with Dakota Staton doing the Gershwin's tune, They All Laughed, on Afterglow.
They all laughed at Christopher Columbus when he said the world was round. They all laughed when Edison recorded sound. They all laughed at Wilbur and his brother when they said that man could fly. They told Marconi wireless was a phony. It's the same old cry. They laughed at me wanting you, said I was reaching for the moon. But oh, you came through. Now they'll have to change their tune. They all said we never could be happy. They laughed at us and howled. But ha, 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 who's got the last laugh now?
Time after time, strangers out of the blue. Suddenly you are there. Wherever I go, you're the glow of temptation. Glancing my way in the gray of the dawn. And always your eyes smile that strange invitation. Then you are gone.
Singer Dakota Staton with a dramatic ending there to Invitation, a bonus track from the CD reissue of her 1958 Capitol LP, Dynamic. And Harry Sweets Edison, the trumpeter we heard on the earlier tracks, we heard Staton doing I Wonder, which was Cecil Gant's big end of World War II hit. And we started off with Staton singing the Gershwins' They All Laughed, again from the Great Jazz Vocal Collection series on EMI, Dakota Staton's Dynamic. From that same series, we're going to hear more music now from June Christie, the last or the next to last album, I think, that she did for Capitol, recorded in 1963, right on the cusp of the 60s rock and roll revolution, when singers like June Christie were pretty much becoming an endangered species, commercially speaking. And in the liner notes that James Gavin wrote for this reissue of the album, The Intimate Miss Christie, he talks about June Christie's insecurity. The record was produced by Bill Miller, and Miller, according to Al Viola, who's the guitarist on this date, evidently had to reassure June Christie and tell her, June, it's just great. It's just what we want. And Viola said that when they played the album back for the musicians on the session, that he just thought it was absolutely beautiful. But the album was a commercial failure, and that was pretty much the end of June Christie's career on Capitol Records. Very, very nice late-night record, though. Bud Shank on flute, billed as Bud Legg for contractual reasons. Al Viola, Frank Sinatra's guitarist, playing on the date, too, and Don Bagley on bass. From it now, we'll hear June Christie doing Fly Me to the Moon on Afterglow.
Poets often use many words to say a simple thing. It takes thought and time and rhyme to make a poet sing. With music and words I've been playing. For you I have written a song. To be sure that you'll know what I'm saying, I'll translate as I go along. Fly me to the moon and let me dance among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter or Mars. In other words, please be true. In other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you. Hush now, don't explain. Just say you'll remain. I'm glad you're back. Don't explain. Quiet, don't explain. What is there to gain? Skip that lipstick, don't explain. You know that I love you, and what love endures. All my thoughts are of you, for I'm so completely yours. Cry to hear folks chatter, and I know you cheat. Right or wrong don't matter when you're with me, sweet. Hush now, don't explain. You're my joy and pain, my yours, love, don't explain. No need to explain. You're nearer. you're near than the wind is to the willow. Dear than the rain is to the earth below. Precious as the sun to the things that grow. You're nearer than the ivy to the wall is. Nearer than the winter to the fall is. Leave me but when you're away, you'll know you're nearer, for I love you so. When you're away, you'll know you're nearer, for I love you so.
June Christie from her 1963 Capitol album, the intimate Miss Christie, doing Rodgers and Hart's You're Nearer, the group backing her up, including Bud Shank on flute, Al Viola on guitar, and Don Bagley on bass. We heard the same group accompanying her before that on Billie Holiday and Arthur Herzog's Don't Explain, and we started off with June Christie doing Bart Howard's Fly Me to the Moon. All of these coming from the intimate Miss Christie, a recent reissue in EMI's Great Jazz Vocal Collection series that we're featuring on Afterglow this evening. We've played June Christie on previous Afterglow programs, featured her a couple of times, and if you'd like to hear any of those shows, you can go to our website at afterglow.indiana.edu, where we have all of the previous broadcasts of the program since February of 2006 archived online. You can listen to the programs there anytime at all, and we have some other information and links about jazz and American popular song there on the website as well, afterglow.indiana.edu. Right now we're going to play a couple of instrumental jazz tracks. We'll hear from trumpeter Dave Douglas, and this track from tenor saxophonist J.R. Monterose, who played on a number of records in the 1950s and early 1960s, and then went off to Europe. He's kind of on and off the jazz scene throughout his whole career. Didn't record very much as a leader, but this is considered to be his best, or one of his best albums as a leader. The name of the album is The Message, and the name of the track is You Know That, tenor saxophonist J.R. Monterose on Afterglow. Thank you. Trumpeter Dave Douglas from his 1998 Winter and Winter release Charms of the Night Sky doing his composition Sea Change with Guy Kluchevsek on accordion. Before that we heard tenor saxophonist J.R. Monterose from his 1959 album The Message doing his composition You Know That, accompanied by Tommy Flanagan on piano, Jimmy Garrison on bass, and Pete LaRocca on drums, an album well worth seeking out if you're a fan of late 1950s, early 1960s hard bop jazz. We're going to hear more music now from Dinah Shore's entry in the EMI Great Jazz Vocal Collection reissue series, her 1960 album, Dinah Sings, Previn Plays, Previn being Andre Previn, the pianist. Of course, Dinah Shore had signed with Capitol in 1959. She was 42 at that point, and her commercial success was pretty much waning. And she made some really nice records for Capitol, records with Red Norvo and Nelson Riddle. Hopefully we'll have more reissues in this series. I never really had thought much of Dinah Shore as a jazz singer before I became more interested in jazz and jazz vocals, but she did some very nice records. There's another one from the early 1950s that's still out of print, I think, called Dinah Sings the Blues. That's very good. Andre Previn was no stranger to sessions such as these. He'd worked with singers such as Doris Day before, and he had done classical recordings, quite a few jazz recordings. He made his first commercial record at age 16 in 1945. Andre Previn plays Ellington. Also around this time, he was coming off working on soundtracks such as Gigi and The Subterraneans, the only movie ever to be made from a Jack Kerouac novel. So he was, as I said earlier, kind of a musical jack of all trades, and obviously very successful, very much in demand. And his trio did this record with Dinah Shore. We'll hear several tracks from it now, starting off with a Isham Jones standard, Dinah Shore singing a little heard alternate verse to it. It Had to Be You, Dinah Shore and Andre Previn on Afterglow.
Seems like dreams like I always had could be, should be, making me glad. Why am I blue? It's up to you to explain. I'm thinking maybe, baby, I'll go away. Someday, some way, you'll come and say, it's you I need, and you'll be pleading in vain. It had to be you. It had to be you. I wandered around somebody who could make me be true, could make me feel blue, and even be glad just to be sad thinking of you. I've seen might never be me, might never be cross or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do, for nobody else gives me a thrill with all your faults, dear. I love you still. It had to be you, wonderful you. It had to be you. This heart of mine embraces all day through in that small cafe, the park across the way, the children's carousel, the chestnut tree, the wishing well. I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day, in everything that's light and gay. I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon. But I'll be seeing you. Seeing you in every lovely summer's day, in everything that's light and gay. I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, the moon, but I'll be seeing you. Could show the world how to smile. I could be glad all the while. I could change the gray skies to blue if I had you. Could leave the old days behind, leave all my pals, I'd never mind. I could start my life all anew if I had you. queen dear uncrowned, humble or poor, rich or renowned, there is nothing I couldn't do if I had you.
Singer Dinah Shore from her 1960 album. Dinah sings, Previn plays, doing If I Had You, backed by Andre Previn on piano, Red Mitchell on bass, and Frank Capp on drums. From that same album, we heard her reprising the World War II era hit I'll Be Seeing You, and starting off with It Had to Be You, the Isham Jones, Gus Kahn song. Dinah Shore doing a little-known alternate verse on that particular interpretation of that standard. Dinah Shore, Dinah Sings, Previn Plays, recorded in 1960, another reissue in EMI's Great Jazz Vocal Collection series. We'll close out Afterglow this evening with a recording done in December 1965 by trumpeter Miles Davis. This comes from a gig that he was doing at the Plug Nickel, a club which no longer exists, that at the time was in Chicago. And this was Miles with what's sometimes called his second great quintet: Herbie Hancock on piano, Wayne Shorter on tenor sax, Ron Carter on bass, and Tony Williams on drums, a group that was together from 1965 to 1968 and recorded a number of classic Miles Davis LPs such as Miles Smiles and ESP. What's fun about the Plug Nickel recordings is you get to hear Miles, this particular unit of Miles' band, doing a number of standards, which they didn't generally record standards on their studio albums. Here's the second great quintet of Miles Davis doing I Fall in Love Too Easily on Afterglow.
Ah. Thank you.
Trumpeter Miles Davis doing Sammy Kahn and Julie Stein's I Fall in Love Too Easily from the Plug Nickel in Chicago, December 22nd, 1965, part of a complete collection of those recordings that Columbia put out a few years ago. Herbie Hancock on piano, Wayne Shorter on tenor sax, Ron Carter on bass, and Tony Williams on drums. Thanks for tuning into this edition of Afterglow. You can listen to previous Afterglow programs and view playlists on our website at afterglow.indiana.edu. Afterglow is engineered by John Shelton and produced in the studios of WFIU at Indiana University in Bloomington, Indiana. We'll be back next week at this same time with more jazz, ballads, and American popular song. I'm David Brent Johnson. Good night.
Dancing in the dark till the tune ends. We're dancing in the dark, and it soon